A new and improved 1991 model drug control strategy is being proposed by the president at this hour. Its budget, $10.6 billion, a 12% increase over current spending. This update of a plan the president presented last September also designates five high-intensity drug trafficking regions eligible for millions in additional aid this year and next. A drive in Congress to override the president's veto of legislation protecting Chinese students in the U.S. from deportation apparently will founder. Correspondent Rob Armstrong is on Capitol Hill.
CBS News has been told by a senior Republican source in the Senate that the presidential arm twisting has apparently paid off, and Mr. Bush has now picked up enough Republican votes to sustain his veto of the Chinese students bill. On the Senate floor, Republican Senator William Armstrong of Colorado, who supports overriding the president's veto, acknowledged that the political reality is hard to fight.
There just isn't any political leverage on this side. There's a handful of members of the Senate and a bunch of Chinese students who by definition aren't even citizens or voters on one side. And then there's the president and the political establishment and all that that implies on the other side.
An undecided Republican said privately that it is very hard to say no to the President of the United States, especially when he's in your own party and he's asking for your help. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The House yesterday voted to override. The Chinese warned override would harm Sino-American relations. Actress Ava Gardner has died of pneumonia in London. She was 67, had lived in London for 20 years, fleeing to Europe after a stormy life that included marriages to Frank Sinatra, Artie Shaw, and Mickey Rooney, all of which ended in divorce. Former Hollywood director Joseph Mankiewicz directed Gardner in The Barefoot Contessa.
Living was the most important thing I ever knew, and acting was something that came along, and she did it, and she enjoyed it. I don't think Ava ever put body and soul into a performance. She put body and soul into living a life that never was as happy as she wanted it to be.
Ava Gardner, dead at 67. Carol Stewart's family has announced a scholarship in her name for residents of Boston's Mission Hill section. That's where she was fatally injured. Her husband claimed she was the victim of a black mugger. Apparently he killed her, saying the case opened old scars of racial tension. Marvin Geller, lawyer for her family, announced the fund.
Admittedly, it is presumptuous to say that this unselfish act of charity and brotherhood will solve all of the city of Boston's racial problems. But it is a start.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 16.89 to 2587.61. Volume, 99 million shares.
Now 12:05, and this is the Midday Report for Thursday, the 25th of January, 5 minutes past 12 noon. Clear skies, 54 degrees in San Antonio.